Back to Ding the Bell. We are finally back and we're now live on Google Plus Hangout. I am Ding.
I'm the bell.
We're two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track. And here's the bell. Look. Ding, ding, ding. Oh, wait.
Oh, my God. Ding. Why are you so dramatic?
Because.
Am I clear?
Yes, you are clear. Yes, you're clear. So, anyway, welcome back to Ding the Bell. We have gained several new listeners, but we have lost them again because we haven't been putting out a new show. So,
remember, I was so professional. I tried.
Speak into your microphone. Just keep it natural, please.
Trying. Oh, do I need to do the popping filter like this?
No, you're fine. So anyway, welcome back again to Ding the Bell. We're very happy to be back into your ears.
Yes, welcome back.
And your eyes too, if you're watching this on YouTube.
Yeah, it's really.
And you guys can follow us on Twitter as well. Or maybe I should put it on our like, you know, under our names too, right?
So Studio Ding.
Yes.
Back to studio.
Yeah.
So I'm in Australia right now.
She's in Australia.
I'm in Australia.
Which part of Australia are you in?
Yes, well, my mission is to meet hot crocodile. What was the name? Crocodile Funter.
Crocodile Funter. You want to meet hot Crocodile Hunter? He's dead.
Yes. Crocodile Hunter.
Oh, speaking of dead, we have a listener who is a fan of ours, which is very nice that we have fans. They belong to a group. His name is Herc. I don't know if he's, well, I guess it's okay. His name is Herc, and he and his group told us that they want to come onto our show. Of course, they enjoy our show. And then want to come onto our show and talk about their ghost adventures and their, not ghost adventures, but what's it called? Their paranormal investigation.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Oh my gosh, Dan, this is fabulous.
Isn't it? So what is fabulous?
What?
Well, so, now this time, even though we're not in the studio, so her voice is a little bit shitty, but at least her face is not blocked by her microphone, so you can actually see her face.
Maybe I should get the better microphone just for the portable recording thing.
I know, you should.
So maybe my ding can help me to find something good for me.
Good. Yes, we shall. Anyway.
And then question is, so where do they live, paranormal people?
You have to, let me see. Let me see if I can find out for you.
Do you know why I'm putting my face this side? Because kind of like Mariah Carey, I have my face side, the better kind of angle.
Your better side?
Thinner. Yes.
Okay, well, anyway, stop obsessing about your own face, the show would be better.
And then, so, I was thinking, if they can meet us here in Kansas City, and there at the paranormal place, right? At the, what is the name? Savory Hotel. Why I can't talk? My English sucks. I have been talking Japanese so much.
Why? Have you really? Why have you been talking Japanese?
Because I had a Japanese staff from Japan, and we had an opportunity to speak Japanese way more than before.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's all in Japanese. Anyway, so if they can come to the Kansas City, we can go to the Savory Hotel. That's where you had the steak. Supposed to be paranormal, isn't it?
Savory Hotel, I love it. Oh, God. It is called Savoy.
Oh, no Savory?
Not Savory, please. It's called Savoy.
That's no savory. Oh, can I tell you one thing?
Yes.
So I was laughing. You know how younger people talk on the phone sometimes? Like, hello, like, kind of sounds like me. But anyway, one day when I answered, oh, but if I say it, people will guess where I work. So I can't say it.
Okay, well, don't say it. Can you change it? Change it to a different place?
Anyway, so I answer, and then the person was like, just like this, like, oh, hi, I am so and so. I bought this product, whatever. And then I, whatever. That's the way she talked.
Yeah.
So I couldn't stop giggle because like, I was thinking like, first of all, like, what a stupid bitch. And then like,
So judgmental you are.
when you call somebody's office or wherever you have to call, I mean, prepare to talk to whoever, but well, I got your product, whatever. Okay, the product has name. Kind of like when you say, hi, call in Walmart and say, hi, I bought an apple or whatever. Apple is apple. It's nothing else but apple or whatever. That's what she said. I'm like,
Anyway, you know what? The only thing bad about this is that I think we lose like an in-studio funny. Like, what? Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's what I feel. But maybe we can ask our listeners and see if they feel the same or different because you're not here. So sometimes, like you'll be here, you'll be doing things, and I can see you. But of course, we only do this when we're not together. When because tell people why we're
That's
not
right.
doing this together this
That's
week.
right. That's right. And then I think as soon as, I mean, whenever we meet each other, we already like feel our chemistry and it's giggle.
Yes,
That's
when we are
right.
together, we just laugh, right?
We
No,
just laugh.
so the bell, you can also add the graphics. You see when my graphics comes up, it says ding, at ding the bell, which means that's on Twitter. So if you're seeing us, you can follow us at ding the bell. Thank you very much. Anyway, so I want to
I
quickly go through some of the things that it's kind of like a catch-up show, right? Since we only record
can't
once
do it.
every
Yeah,
10 months. And so we do have a few listeners who wrote in, and somebody doesn't reply, apparently.
me?
So apparently
So,
people don't. Anyway, let
what
me
else?
go back to how long ago? Maybe 46 days ago, or
I feel bad.
So anyway, we were featured on another podcast.
Yes.
So another podcaster called his name is Mike Lawson. He has he does a show called What Some Would Call Lies. So that's his show, and somebody introduced our show to him, and he listened to it, and he enjoyed it. So he talked about it on his show. So we probably have all these new listeners, but we stopped putting out new shows, and you're not responding to people's tweets. So we lost all our listeners. Never mind. So we only have 22 listeners again.
No, dang, I really tried so hard and I was responding people and every time I look, you already responded to
Well, you can
them
still
and
respond.
I realized I'm like, you said thank you, love you, and I'm like, I'm responding again like thank you so much, love you, and I'm like,
Well,
it's a double,
we're two
is it
different
okay?
people. Of course,
Well
we're
then,
two different people.
okay, then I'll do that again. So listen, come back.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, Mike Lawson, thank you so much for your shout out on the show. In
And
fact,
I remember I read some of the almost three or four people like popped up to my Twitter thing.
yeah, Twitter or
And
whatever.
yeah, Twitter or whatever. And then like they liked our show and then they hey, I started listening to your show. I hope they still do. I
Who?
tried 2 weekend to record with you, but you are the busy one.
That's true. Don't blame me.
Blame, blame,
Don't blame me. Don't blame you.
blame,
Blame me, right?
blame, blame.
No, I know. Anyway, so yeah, that's yeah.
I think you're right. We have to get together. This is not as fun as we do together.
I know, but we're only doing this because we have no
So
choice.
that we
Tell
can
people
keep, yeah,
why.
exactly.
Tell
Exactly.
people why.
Today we have snow.
I know.
And
Is that it? Today we have snow. Whatever. Oh my gosh. I don't think you know how to do the show when you're not here with me.
It's hard, though. It's hard. Okay, so let
I
me tell
think
you.
you oh you know why? You know
Yeah.
why? You know why? Because you don't won't stop fucking looking at your own face.
Right.
Because every time I talk, you are like, yeah, I'm thin. I'm pretty. I'm Japanese. Ooh.
What is Japanese, man?
You kept looking at your own face. That's why you are not
Exactly.
concentrating.
So I should look at your face.
Yes, you should look at my face, not your own
Oh.
face, so that you can concentrate and do the show properly. Oh,
Okay.
today it snowed. That's what you're doing. You don't think I don't know about your business, because all the we have the other two ding shows, like Ding the Lucheng and Ding the Ling. He in the beginning does the same thing. Every time I talk to him, he's like, looking at himself.
See, Ding Dong Chen, I
I
love you
know.
because you understand me.
Oh my God. So anyway, I found your own fucking fault. So pay
So,
attention, please. Let
here's
me
what.
tell you what
Okay.
I bookmarked several things.
Bookmark.
Not bookmark. I marked our thingy, whatchamacallit.
That was so quick. That was so quick,
What? Anyway, so I want to read a few comments from way back when
wipe. Okay.
where
Can you
people
share the
wrote us.
desktop?
Huh? Yeah, I could. Yes, you can, but I'm not. So I need to go back and respond to all, not respond, but at least read out the emails that people wrote us that we haven't had a chance to respond to people, right? So I think this is at least okay, let me see. Okay, yes. Okay, we read about that the Delta India November Golf and Delta Alpha Bravo Echo Lima Lima, right? So ding the
Ball, ding
ball.
the ball.
So anyway, so the next one is Lion or Leon, Lion Osaka. Have you read that email?
Not yet. Maybe
Oh
I should
my
go
God.
back.
Oh my
I'm gonna go look.
fucking
I'm
God.
gonna go look. Why are you being so bitchy tonight in front of everybody?
Oh, am I in front of everybody? Let me read it for you.
Yes.
Let me read it for you. Dear Ding and especially the Bell, sending
Oh.
birthday and get well wishes to the Bell. This is how long ago? This is from November. Have you read that? Have we read
Oh,
that?
yes, I did. I did. I read it.
Okay. I enjoy a little now. Okay, so and then but he is that a he? Yeah. Okay, so now then he wrote back. I was just listening to online. Oh, never mind. So that's a wrong one. But anyway, so Lion Osaka,
Oh my
hi.
gosh, you blame on me for wrong email.
No, it's the right email. So the I don't know if we actually read this yet, have we? When was the last time we recorded?
The ding the ball.
Before your birthday, right?
No.
Oh, we did after your birthday?
After,
Oh, yeah, okay.
after.
So maybe we've read that email. Did we read that email? Okay, maybe you're not. I
That
don't know.
one?
Let me quickly read it. I have a little story to tell about my friend. Oh, yes, we did. Because his friend, remember he was dancing on the table and then people saw him? Okay, I remember reading that. Okay, let me move on to the next one. Ed Chen. Ed Chen wrote, "Hello, Ding and the Bell. My name is Ed Chen, and I'm a new listener from Singapore. I first heard about your podcast from Dubious Intent Plus. Do you know who Dubious Intent Plus, the two hosts of the show? Can you name their names? Dubious Intent Plus?
10 plus.
Dubious Intent." Plus. Okay. Oh my God, you have to use words, please. Use words, because I don't see your face. I'm reading the emails. So you have to use words. Plus, we're also doing a podcast,
I
which is an
it.
Audio. You lost me?
No, I'm there. Okay.
Okay.
I've been trying to follow up and I can't find it.
Okay, so Dubious Intent Plus, the host, can you remember the hosts? You don't. Dubious Intent, the one that you like his voice.
Oh. Yes, Daniel.
Yes, Daniel Brewer. And the other one?
Yes.
Good job. Good job. The other one?
Yep. Yeah. The other one is Fat.
The
I thought Daniel Brewer does not have any podcast partner.
He does. Remember that one? The one with the it's always you know that one.
Really nice body? Jeremy.
Not Jeremy.
Which one was it?
Oh my gosh.
Jomo?
You will hate yourself when you find out who.
Daniel Bruce, I remember for real. I didn't know he had a partner for the podcast.
Yes. Can you remember?
I cannot remember.
If I show you a picture, will you remember?
Ah! Joey?
No!
A cream pie?
No, that's cream pie. That's a different show.
I am imagining.
If I show you, if I show you a picture, you'll probably remember.
I will know. I am very good at, I will never forget people's face, but I always forget their name.
Okay, but can you even picture him? You probably don't know, right? So let me show you.
If you show me, then I know who it is.
Of course you know who it is. I won't show you. Anyway, let me give you a hint. We made fun of him in our opening show in Pride 48.
Adam!
Yes!
Adam, the Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox!
I'm popping my microphone. I laugh too hard. Oh my gosh.
Yes,
okay, so cute. Okay, see when you're not paying attention to your own face, you're funny.
So he know. Do you think he knows that he's cute, right?
I'm sure he does.
I'm sure too.
Anyway, so let me continue with Ed Chen's email. In fact, we actually talked to Ed Chen when we were doing a show in Pride 48 as well.
Oh.
He's a listener of Dubious Intent. So he's first heard about us on Dubious Intent Plus, started listening to your show since the middle of last year from episode 1, and have caught up to your latest episode at last. So he went back and listened to everything. Thank you, Ed Chen.
God.
Thank you, Ed Chen. We love you.
Thank you, Michael.
Huh?
J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox. And thank you, of course. You know, the only way that we can have such a lovely Ed Chen listener is because of Dubious Intent. We have to thank Adam and who?
Daniel.
Yes, Brewer. And so we thank you, all of you, for, you know, bringing Ed Chen to, oh shit, I just hit my microphone, bring him to Ding the Bell. So thank you and welcome back. And hopefully you will be our 23rd listener because we lost some because we haven't done a show yet. Okay, now I'll continue reading his email. The main reason why I love listening to you guys is because of your uncontrolled hysterical laughter. It makes me happy just listening to both of you go off on a tangent and laugh out loud. I also love being able to hear Asian accents, Malaysian and Japanese on your podcast because it sounds comforting that you don't need American or British accent to have a great show. Ooh! Speaking of British accent, the British accent show is very popular.
I knew it. See, yeah. I was checking on that.
Hope to hear you both again soon. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Everybody loves the
phrase. I know, that's popular. And then also from your last episode, Skinny Jeans, the bell was singing Ave Maria by Schubert. I remember hearing that song was written for an alto voice and is not supposed to go very high. I think the bell started the first note too high, so that's why she wasn't able to hit the notes because every other note behind be transposed too high as well for the melody to be correct. So,
well,
anyway.
My highest voice, remember?
Yeah. Your highest voice is,
And then next time, I was like, now this is highest voice. And then you're like, higher than Vegas.
Anyway, so he said, yeah, he sent this email only fairly recently. He said, Happy Chinese New Year. It's supposed to be 15 days, so you're not late yet, which is right. Happy Chinese New Year to you, Ed Chan. I think by the time this show is out, it's probably the last day. And may both of you have a prosperous year of the snake. Thank you, Ed Chan.
Thank
we
you.
Love your email. We love your email. Oh, shit, it's 20 minutes.
I know. And then, like, my bad lead about tonight. But can I tell you one thing?
Yes.
I really think Adam is so cute. He is so cute.
Right. Well, I don't know if he listens to our show, but... but anyway,
I mean,
yeah,
really,
you're cute.
Really, he's so... such a good looking.
Okay, one more thing. Okay. Another listener wrote in. His name is Paul. I don't know if I'm supposed to... I know Ed Chan is... the name is mentioned on Pride 48, so I can mention... I don't know if they're okay with me mentioning their full name. So anyway, this is Paul T. Okay, Paul T, without saying his full name. I'm enjoying your show. I heard about your show from Mike Lawson from What Some Would Call Lies. So Mike Lawson, thank you very much. And I started listening at the beginning. Thanks for recording the podcast. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Paul. So that was lovely. So Mike Lawson mentioned us on his show, and now we picked up another listener.
Yay!
How awesome is that? So he
Very
was saying
awesome.
He was. I was also telling him that you guys can follow us at Ding the Bell. If you are watching us on YouTube right now, you can follow us at Ding the Bell. Please do that. Mm-hmm.
So
oh,
do you think
what?
Oh, go ahead.
So yes, and okay. Then the next email is this is only email. I haven't even read the Twitter yet. Maybe we'll have to wait for the next show to do to do Twitter because it's 22 minutes now. Because we want to stay 20 minutes. And Herc Collins is the paranormal guy. He said, please feel free to email me with the info for being on Ding the Bell. You know how much I love the two of you. I cannot wait to be on with my team. So he has a team of people. There are five of us total. Can you have us all on? Or will that be too many? Of course not too many. We'll have all of five of you. In fact, we're going to do Google Plus Hangout, and we'll all hang out together. I looked for the email address on the website, but I couldn't find anyway, it's never mind. You don't need to know that. So thank you so much, all of you who wrote in. We absolutely enjoy hearing from you. Even though the bell doesn't write you immediately, she would eventually read your email 10 months later. But
hey,
what?
You're my partner. Bring me up. Bring me up.
I'll raise you up.
You better bring me up.
Bring me up. Bring me up.
Okay. But so do you think, are they waiting for me to tweet even though you already tweeted?
Yes. They like you. Most people, frankly, most people like you more than they like me. I am just here because I'm pretty, you know? But you're here because you're funny.
Do they know that I'm pretty? I'm cute too?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you know that? Can you tell that I'm lying?
I know you are.
No, you're pretty. Of course, you're the pretty one. You're the funny one. And you are the crazy one. And people love it. So anyway. Oh, I forgot to put my graphics. I just realized I don't have my graphics on. So let me do that.
I didn't see it.
I know.
So even though my friend or my cousin, she listened to You Gotta Do What You Gotta Do episode.
Uh-huh.
She used the phrase now. She's like, well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh, in fact, another person. Okay, I just have that. Another person also wrote in, not wrote in, but tweet me. So maybe I should talk about that later. But somebody, Kingsley Magpak, yeah, he is one of a lot. He's been a listener for a while. He said, Rambo the Redhead just said, you gotta do what you gotta do on his live show. I think you're starting a trend.
I think I read it. I read it. I
You
read
did? Okay, that's funny.
that thing. Yay! I read it. Yay!
So anyway,
Well,
thank you.
you
Thank
gotta do what you
you.
gotta do.
Yes, you gotta do what you gotta do right now.
You
So we're
gotta
gonna
do
go
what you
off
gotta
now.
do.
If you are continuing to listen to our show, please follow our Twitter, which is at Ding the Bell, so that we can tweet you the latest. What do I call it? The latest link to listen to the show live on YouTube. So you gotta follow us to get the latest link. And also, if you want to listen to us on iTunes or subscribe to us on your whatever devices, you can go check out iTunes. Just look for Ding the Bell, and we'll be there. Or just go to dingthebell.com, and all the links are over there. So next week we will come back and we'll have a topic, won't we?
We will talk such a fun stuff.
Yes.
I have a lot to talk. You
I
know
know.
that.
What is okay, all right. So we'll discuss about our show topics soon. Okay. Bye. Don't on the wrong
Bye.
show.
Also, we're not gonna do Delta India this
Yeah,
time.
quickly do.
Okay, Delta India November go. Delta Alpha Bravo Alpha Lima Lima.
Okay, all right. Come back next week if hopefully we have a show. All right, bye.
Bye.
Ding ding ba ding.